Dave and Jay versus the world.
Nice.
Oh, my fault. I thought.
Fuck.
And we are pre-recorded.
We're back. We're here. We're back. We're ready.
How you Welcome feeling? Welcome to episode 6.
Episode number 6.
Of
wow.
Dave and Jay versus the world.
Time
I'm
flies,
Jay. He's Dave.
I am Dave.
And I had an intro worked out that you just really fucked up.
Thanks for communicating it, guy. Jeez.
I thought it'd be nice to do it just live.
Well, you know, sometimes we fumble the ball, but it is what it is.
And, I feel like we dropped that one real fucking bad.
That's all right.
I was working it out in the shower and everything.
Were you? Yeah. Why wouldn't you tell me that? Thanks, why wouldn't you go, hey, Dave, I've got a super butt-fucking smooth that one up. Thing that I'm working on. Why don't you watch me execute it?
I honestly thought that you would go, you know what? He's doing something.
I had no
let
idea.
Him go for whatever he's
going
to do.
Sometimes I worry about you, Jay. Sometimes I worry. If I got to pick up the ball and run with it, I got to be ready.
You talking about the constant profesh that is me, my friend?
Listen, how you doing, man? How are you? How are you feeling?
Dude, I felt good. And I got to tell you, I told everybody about that Five Guys.
Dude, oh my God,
Five Guys was so good.
Yeah, that was, we went over yesterday. First, we went rock climbing. Nice Saturday morning.
We
you said it, too.
We had
it.
Yeah, we had a nice bro day.
It was nice. We woke up, got to the rock climbing place. Shout out to Middletown Gravity Vault that is open.
Holla at your boy, Gravity Vault. Throw a couple free passes this way.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You do have to wear a mask, which is...
Yeah, but we barely did it. I kept it mostly on my beard the entire time.
Yeah, he did. He kept his nose out. And so when we get coronavirus, it's because of you.
I gave it to like 17 people that were there too.
I kept mine over my nose, and it's a lot, man. It's a lot to try to rock climb with this napkin over your face. It's
very hard.
It's stifling. It's hot,
dude,
as shit.
I started like, originally I was climbing with my glasses, and then they started fucking up at the top.
Yeah, they'll start
like,
fogging up.
Yeah. So I would be like about 20 feet in the air, and I'd...
Suddenly blind.
Oh, God.
Suddenly blind.
Can't see anything. The fog just rolled in.
It upsets me, too, because I just got finished listening to that episode of Rogan where he had the breathing guy on. And, you know, he's stressing for hours the importance of not mouth breathing.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm a hard mouth breather.
Yeah. And me as well. And I've been trying to be more conscientious of it. But this mask, it's so big, it wants to rise up into my eyes. And to prevent that, I have to go like this. I got to go. So the whole time, because I'm bringing my jaw down to bring the mask down. So the whole time I'm climbing underneath the mask, I'm going, and it's you know, it's fucking up whatever's going on with nature and the way you're designed to breathe.
I gotta tell you, man, you impressed the shit out of me yesterday.
Well,
you know how I can't ever compliment
I
you
know,
or anything, or I don't think you're very good at anything.
No,
turns
not,
out the boy could climb.
That's not true though. You have a way.
You got
of,
a little bit of spider monkey in you.
In everyday life, Jay is very he'll shit on me. But as soon as we get into any kind of athletic endeavor, you're a very positive reinforcement kind of guy. Like every time we would spar or something, afterwards you'd be like, hey man, I really liked what you were doing with this and the way you worked that angle. So, you know, you could pretend to be the mean guy, but as soon as there's a thing, an athletic endeavor, you are a very positively reinforcing
person.
I was
rooting you on and shit like
that
yesterday.
I was.
I fuck around a lot, but like when we're out there actually doing something, I got your back, dude. Like I want to see you succeed, you know. I don't want to see. I'm the kind of guy that will fuck with you, but I really don't hope you fail. I really hope you succeed.
But when you're
sitting
still,
I will break hard balls.
You get aggressive when when there's nothing going on. Then the sport becomes verbally putting down and destroying whatever self-esteem or modicum of self-esteem I may have. That is, you take hammers to that. But as soon as we start making moves and
I got your back.
Then it becomes.
I got your back.
It was very nice.
Yeah, we had a good day.
It's impressive how much that fucking rock climbing just gasses your hands out. And I had a hard time extending my fingers afterwards. It was actually a lot of pain. I think.
Oh, really?
I understand what arthritis is. That last climb, that brown one.
Yeah, that brown one we're working on.
Every single time I was done with that, as I ran it 3 times, and I couldn't, my fucking pointer finger was just stiff, and to extend it was like lightning bolts of pain.
Honestly,
I think I might be getting it.
Honestly, from like jiu-jitsu, my grip, and from work, like grabbing rotors and stuff like that, my hands are fine today.
Really?
Yeah, I'm real comfortable
today.
I feel all right.
You know when you wake up in the morning and sometimes you try to make a fist and it just feels a little bit... I feel like that.
Dehydrated, that dehydrated feeling where your joints are tight.
Yeah, so I can't, you know, I don't have all the strength that I usually do have. But you got to imagine, man, like,
these dudes. For the video, I'm drinking again. This is alcohol.
This is Jay's back.
No, I'm just kidding.
On the bottle. Jay's back on the bottle. We talked about it. He said he would keep it under wraps. So we're going to see.
Remember last time, should your spouse die? She died. This is me. I'm drinking again.
She did
die. Also, you can find me on Tinder.
We're in high spirits because we're shit-faced. But yeah, man, you got to imagine, like,
drinking on, like, Jay Leno. And it turns out it's just water. Fucking water.
Of course, it's just, they're not having a
good
time there.
There's no movie magic with this.
Not that we are either. Fucking water. Too, yeah. But you have to imagine if jiu-jitsu and everything improves your grip strength, people who rock climb as...
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Beyond hobbyists, like people that are, that's their passion.
They must be able to grab a hold of you and just
rip your
strangle you.
Yeah,
rip
but
your dick
also,
off.
But also, their hands look like this all the time.
Yeah, they're like always, they got monkey grip.
Yeah, they never fully, there's no reason to do this. Everything is a claw. But yeah, man, it was a good time. It was fun and it was different. And then we went and...
devoured some Five Guys. I'm literally stuffing that burger into my face, dude.
We had a night. It was nice.
It was
because
so fun.
George, that George Knapp.
And you want to feel like a real fucking fat, disgusting McFat fuck?
Yeah.
Be the first guys at Five Guys. There was us and one 250-pound lady.
That was it. And she had a lot of bags, and I think they were all for her, but we were among the first people through the door. And I was trying to put my order in before we left, but they don't open till 11. So we were there as soon as the doors opened. But we decided, because he pulls up in his car, I pull up in mine, and what we're going to do is we're going to put the windows down, play that UFO
funky
episode,
music, white boy,
and eat on the hood of the car, which...
Didn't...
Well, it was nice... But the problem is, as soon as you get... Five Guys is top tier for me. As soon as you put that in my
hand...
Oh, dude,
that's a thoroughbred of fucking hamburgers, bro. That is it.
We're done talking. As soon as that meat touches these lips, there is no more conversations to be had. And it became competitive eating, where Jay and I just, all of a sudden, to the sweet sounds of George Knapp and Jeremy Corbell, we just... Shoveled.
Stuffed our fucking faces.
And Jay said something really disrespectful to me, because I said, can I have a double bacon cheeseburger? And Jay said, listen, man, two patties, that's a lot. Like, I don't do, that's, you know, you're not going to end.
Yeah.
There was no problems, Jay.
Dude, but the thing is, I ordered the same thing. I forgot that at Five Guys that when you order the regular thing, it comes two patties. So I remember last time I went there, I was like, boy, that was a lot of eating. I was like, not going to make that same fucking mistake again. So I'm going to go ahead and order just a regular cheeseburger. And it still comes with double meat, which I was like, oh, boy, here we go.
But there's nothing wrong with that, Jay. There's nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. Five Guys, it goes... Five Guys isn't... It's not fair to compare them to other fast food. Because to me, Wendy's is the king of fast food. But Five Guys, I think, is my number one. I've never had Shake Shack, but that would be what you put it up against, right?
I mean, Shake Shack for me, that's a close second. But dude, I've had In-N-Out, so In-N-Out is up there, dude. It could take the Pepsi challenge.
I've had In-N-Out, and it wasn't really I don't know, it was all right. I waited for a long time. It wasn't bad. When I went to I don't know, Jay. I can't.
That's that. What I'm saying is, chill with the Vox. I'm picking you up in my mic.
I don't know what
you're
Vox
screaming.
Is. Oh, Vox
vocals, dickhead.
Oh, I'm not a fucking. All right. Well, yeah. All right. I'll stop screaming. But yeah, In-N-Out is not. I'm gonna say it didn't deserve the hype. It didn't deserve the hype.
I should kick you in the fucking head.
I still think Five Guys takes them.
Dude, In-N-Out is a solid burger. The reason I would say In-N-Out maybe is because. The bread, they must throw it on the grill or something like that, and it kind of gets like a thing on the top. It's got a little bit of a crunch when you bite into it. But
I didn't have the bread. I had a lettuce wrap, and I was
tell you
not
what's,
mad.
I'll tell you what's truly disgusting is In-N-Out fries. They are
I don't
fucking
really remember.
Gross.
I don't really remember.
They are really not good. I'd rather have McDonald's fries. You get me some McDonald's fries and an In-N-Out
There's
burger.
Nothing wrong with those, yeah.
Now we're cooking with gas.
When I went to Vegas, I had...
I had my In-N-Out experience in Arizona.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had Carl's Jr. I don't know if we had. Do we
I had
have
that
Carl's
down
Jr.?
South. I think we do. I think we have
We have Hardee's.
We have Hardee's or we have Carl's Jr., not Hardee's, but we have one or the other.
So then maybe I had Hardee's out in Vegas.
Yeah, I had that down south, and I was super disappointed.
From what
the commercial looked like.
Well, it's like a souped-up Burger King, which Burger King can suck a bag of dicks. Burger King is the trashiest.
How dare you?
It goes, if you were taking the three, Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, it goes number one is obviously Wendy's. Number two is, and it's not a debate, it's McDonald's. And then number three at the bottom of the barrel is Burger King. And you know what Burger King's problem is number one, that artificial char flavor is dog shit.
Really?
And the second thing is that they pile the thickest cut veggies. The onions are so thick.
Oh, yeah. You get a mouthful of
onions. Dude, the tomato is so thick. And I'm like, hey, Burger King, I'm here to make bad fucking decisions. If I wanted a salad, I'd go eat a salad. I'm here because I don't fucking care today.
You're gonna throw a salad on a burger with some mayonnaise for your boy.
Boom! Get rid of the... Maybe I like... Something magical happens when mayonnaise kisses tomatoes.
You make like special, like fancy sauce almost, like with the ketchup and the mayonnaise, but it's a natural occurring thing in the wild that happens with a tomato and some mayo. You kind of get that.
God, it's so good.
It feels good.
When I was younger, my mom would make me, it would be like toast, mayonnaise, tomato, and a little bit of salt and pepper, and it was fucking delicious.
Dude.
Highly recommend that.
I just want to give you a heads up. My father's looking for you after that Jehovah's Witness episode.
Did he talk to you about it?
Yeah, he did. He was like, you tell Dave. When I see him, I'm going to fucking strangle
that kid.
What did
he say? Tell him Dave said 22 times, Mr. Baumlin.
Oh, I thought you were going to give him
my address. 22 Jackson.
22 Main Street, no, my touching,
22
bro.
Times anytime they falsely you want. Predicted the end of the world.
It doesn't sway his beliefs, man. He's just all about it.
Some beliefs, you know?
You know, in his world, I'm dead. You're dead.
We're both
dead.
He's
got a puncher's chance.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if he does. But
he also believes that Jonah was swallowed by a whale.
And he lived inside. Isn't that also the story of Geppetto?
I think
didn't
so.
Geppetto get swallowed by a whale and make a little boy made of wood come to life?
Yeah, but obviously Disney's fake and the Bible's real, bro.
Obviously. Well...
He's looking for you, is what I'm saying.
Tell your dad I'm very sorry that his organization falsely predicted
he's coming after you.
The end of the world 22 times. But yeah, man, all in all, that was a very nice morning.
Rock
Saturday
climbing,
morning
burgers,
was very nice.
Yeah.
And then we went our separate ways, and I went to a barbecue, and I ate, I think, 4 hot dogs and 4 burgers, and one of the burgers was a double cheeseburger.
Wait, so you had more food on top of that,
dude,
5 guys? Dude,
I went crazy hard.
I'm not going to lie.
You did.
I had pizza that.
Of course you did. Hey, this is something I wanted to ask you, because you don't drink, right?
Nope.
And so do you have this thing, I hear it from a lot of people who don't drink anymore, that they don't understand how you can have just one or two drinks.
I mean, for me, when I was drinking, it was pointless to have like one or two drinks because it's like if I'm drinking, I'm trying to get fucking drunk, son.
Like,
you know what
new
I'm saying?
Astronomical
is your
levels
wife
of shit face.
Asked to, like, why don't you just make out anymore?
No. We still kind of make out. Yeah.
No, I don't fucking make out.
No.
No. The same thing with alcohol and making out.
No.
I'm not making out without having sex.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not
that.
Drinking 2 beers unless I'm getting fucking.
Well, to me, the making
drunk.
Out is part of the mission. I have to, you know, navigate
well,
the water.
Well, obviously, you make out to engage
in
intercourse.
Yeah, casually making out for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I'll Steph give you
is
that.
Like, why don't we make out? I'm like, what? What am I?
You should
fucking
look her
11
in the eyes and say, let's make out right now. You want to do that? Put her on the spot. Come on, come here. Come on, let's make out. Let's do
I
that.
I tried that. She was like,
no.
No,
you
not,
asked the
not
question.
Sexy.
You asked the question. Let's go ahead
and
make out.
And I'm giving you an answer
here it
with
is.
My lips.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not making out? Let's make out right now. That's how that should go.
Dude, yeah. I just make out in front of everybody. Oh, do it
yeah,
right
let's
now.
Let's do that right in public on public transportation. We could do it.
In front of our parents.
Let's stop right here on this lovely Main Street walk and have a make out.
Well, that's the whole thing with, like I said, like with drinking. So I'm not going to drink 2 beers because the object of drinking is to get fucked up. And the object of making out is to fuck.
So do you get shark eyes when you have a drink? Is that what happens?
I'm just a very like excess kind of person.
Sure.
You know, like I couldn't just like casually take fighting. I had to become a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I couldn't just get by at my job. I had to be the best, you know, buyer for my company that
right.
I, you know, it's just kind of whatever I'm doing it like full tilt. That's just kind of how I am.
That's one of those things that's, it's a double-edged blade, right? Because it's bad in some areas, great in some, other areas.
It's great in other, like if I'm going to, you know, even with like just being a husband, you know, like just I'm trying to be the best husband that I could be or the idea of the best husband that I could be. Like I try really hard, you know.
So why aren't you making out?
What's up?
So why aren't you?
That ain't in
you
that
gotta
book.
Those num- you got to bring those makeout numbers. At least set a timer for 35 seconds.
I'm going to try to make out every day.
We're going to check.
Every day.
We're going to check in. All right, now the but audience the is going to want to know if you honestly, brought those numbers up.
But the thing is, last time we tried making out, I came in my jeans.
Hey, we're making out. That's passion.
Let me set the mood.
Okay,
we're making
please.
Out. We're on the bed. It's getting hot and heavy.
Mm.
You know, I start dry humping
a little bit, right? As one does.
Kissing,
yeah.
You know, right. Getting real hot.
Yep.
Feeling her butt.
A little handsy.
You know,
yep. Handsy. Again,
the hands are right. Exploring.
Yes.
And then around 3.5 minute mark, yep. I come in my jeans and I tell her I got to stop because I've come in my pants.
Hey, man, if that is still happening, that's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Dude,
that's a beautiful thing.
I always tell her, I'm like, if the day. Whenever it comes down to it, mm-hmm. like when I'm waking up with no boners, no like, you know, fucking sexual appetite,
execute.
I'm getting on TRT, son.
Oh, yeah. That's nightmare.
Oh,
you
I'm
on
gonna
TRT
take a,
is a nightmare.
I'm going to take a cocktail of things, HGH, yeah. TRT. I'm going to turn into a fucking.
And we're still going to be
gonna
doing
be
the
like
show
Wolverine,
with
dude.
A maniac next to me. Just TRT'd to the fucking
TRTJ.
You thought he was grumpy before. Everything's going to fucking set him off.
And I'll be able to throw this pool table out the window. Should
It'll
I
be
choose.
Every episode will end with me running and trying
God.
To desperately escape and then waiting for the phone call. This is, hey, man, sorry I overreacted.
You know,
it's
you know,
the TRT.
You know how you know this is like getting good is when people have funny things that they say
oh
to you.
Oh, my God.
Like, I've had people say, you know, like, Dave's a fucking liar.
God damn it.
Dude.
God
There was one yesterday. I get the uh-uhs, you know, like, There was one yesterday. I forgot what it was, but my friends kept, like, fucking saying it. I don't remember what it was.
Once you get little, you're touching some sort of nerve. You're touching something there for people to vibe with it. I'll tell you, I don't like the Dave is a liar thing. It's
we got to make a shirt. Dave's a fucking
Dave's
liar.
Dave's not a liar.
Dave's
right?
a
I'm
fucking
an honest
liar.
Man. I try my hardest to be an honest man, and I do
not
get
working.
Bummed out even when I tell little white lies, and it's working pretty well. But the reason I asked you about whether or not you get shark eyes and shit is because I think that I have.
Wait. Just to finish that off, sure. I could be around booze. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
around booze all the time.
No, my question
like
is when you consume
night,
it.
Then it's like a werewolf.
Yeah.
You know, like there's Jay
yes.
somewhere
okay.
deep inside, but he is, at this point, he's all wolf.
Yeah.
You can't control
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're inside sleeping.
See, and before I was like a drunk piece of shit, kind of volatile, but
right.
now if I got drunk. I don't know too many people
oh,
that
yeah.
I associate that would be able to stop.
Yeah,
me.
Now
like,
you learned
if
how
my,
to fight professionally.
Yeah, if my crew was here, yeah, they would be able to like
everybody
hold me down
just
and restrain
lead kicking
me.
You to death.
Yeah, no, they would be able to get me down to the ground and fucking, you know, snap my neck. But
right.
if I'm just hanging out with a couple like homies that I know, just regular dudes, like
just
I,
something at
I'm
a
drinking,
bar.
I can't. I dude, can't hit.
Yeah, that's not.
I'm afraid for people.
Well, I've never been that way. When I drink, the only thing that happens to me is I get sleepy, and maybe I'll get a little bit of silly if the energy's up. But I do have something in me, and it's so lame, right? Because to be like, yeah, when I fucking drink, I go to a different place, become a. When I eat sugar, I genuinely look at people and don't know how they can have just one. The other day,
It blows my mind.
It's,
like, how somebody has a serving out of a Ben & Jerry's pint. I'm like, what are you, fucking crazy?
My wife will do that. She'll have a Ben & Jerry's pint sitting in the fucking freezer for X amount of time, and I'm supposed to not eat the shit. And the way I see it, it's got an expiration date. If it's still there after a fucking week, I'm eating it. I'm eating the whole fucking thing.
Dude, you left that Ben & Jerry's here the other day. Me and my brother woke up, ate it all for breakfast.
There you go. Well, my wife's Ben birthday breakfast was on the 15th, and we got her a Reese's ice cream cake, and I went hard.
I feel like you got that for her with the full intention that you knew you were going to put that fucking thing away.
No, my
you
friends
were like, all right, she'll maybe have a slice. That leaves about 30,000 calories
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, well, what happened was my friends were like, hey, what is she? Should we get her a cake? And I said, my wife doesn't like cake, which is fucking crazy. Who the fuck doesn't like cake?
If I brought a cake out and Cindy was like, no, thank you, I don't like cake, I'd be like, Cindy, do me a favor, get your bag, get your son, get your husband, get the fuck out of my house.
If you bought a cake out right now, the podcast would be over. The rest of the podcast would be us eating it with a spoon.
I would hit this space bar so fucking fast and turn that camera off and be like, let's handle this cake. We'll come back to the podcast.
After the cake, just disgusting human beings. But that's how I am. So they asked if she liked cake. I said, no, she doesn't like cake, but she likes Reese's. So I expected them to bring her some Reese's cups. Instead, they bought a Reese's ice cream cake. I said, well, you
fucked
up.
Shout out to those friends. Those are good friends.
Those are good friends. Excellent
people. Not good looking, but good friends.
But don't disparage, you son of a bitch.
I'm just saying. I saw pictures.
They're hearts of gold.
I'm sure they are. They bring cakes, but they need to do some push-ups.
Well, they are comfortable with who they are, all right?
I wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be, but... So they bring this cake, and everybody has one piece. I eat the rest of the cake, right? So
of course.
There's four pieces dealt out, five pieces. I eat the rest of the cake, and I think that's it. The next day, wake up. I fast real deep into the day till like 2 o'clock.
Got to make things right.
Then I eat wholesome, healthy dinner. Everything's good. 9 o'clock rolls around, and there's a single ice cream
cone.
And
the wolf comes out.
And it's like, I don't even see it coming, dude. I'm just chilling. I'm doing dishes. I'm wrapping everything up so I don't got to look at a mess when I wake up in the morning. And I open the freezer after filling the ice cube trays, put them in, and I see a single ice cream cone. One of those little drumsticks
with the
chocolate at the bottom.
Shut up. With a waffle cone with the chocolate at the bottom, son.
So, I start eating it.
We gotta make a sound bite of that.
That's the werewolf. It's a little
dude. I could see you like transforming.
The hairs on the back of my neck stood up when I thought about it.
Knocking dishes.
So I start eating it. Everything's good.
Tearing your shirt off.
A month ago, my mom gives me like a hazelnut spread, like a knockoff Nutella.
Sounds about right.
Nobody eats it because nobody in my house is big on sweets except for me. So, and I say, can we just not keep it in the house? And my wife says, shut your fucking mouth. Be a normal human.
I say that all the time. Like, can we throw this out? And they're going to be like, you're going to throw out a whole jar of Nutella.
Yes, it has to get the fuck away from me.
Either you're going to throw that out or I'm going to wait 2:03 in the morning.
Yeah.
One of these things are going to happen.
And that's exactly what I did. So I took the ice cream and I took the Nutella thing and I started dipping it and that wasn't working. So I got a big spoon and I started scooping it out and smearing it on the ice cream. And then I ate all the ice cream and the ice cream was gone. And I was like, fuck. And then I just took the spoon and I started eating all the Nutella till the Nutella was gone. And then like a shameful fucking moron, I put an empty Nutella jar back in the...
Because you're a piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yo, the thing is, see, I would do that,
yeah,
except with alcohol and cocaine.
Yeah, see, that's what was my question. Because I think I finally drew a parallel
there. You get
it. Yeah, but mine's so shitty. Like, mine doesn't make me a disgruntled... It just makes me fat and disgusting.
Well, mine makes me live in a warehouse.
All right, I'll take it.
On the streets.
Yeah.
Eating 7-Eleven dumpster sandwiches. Could you imagine if eating sugar got you there?
I would be fucked up. I would have died a long time ago. I'd be in prison right now with that because I didn't realize it. And I talked to my mom about it, and she goes, you know why you're like that? And I go, why? She goes, because you're my son. And my mom is the same way. She can't keep it in the house. And what upsets me...
Respect, mom.
...is if my wife is listening to this episode, listen, man. When
she doesn't listen to him, though.
She does. She actually started listening to
him.
Oh,
she did.
And my mom, shout out to mom. Love you, mom. She's watching that, I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Now, and I'm going to say terrible things, mom, and I don't know why you're listening. You should never listen to this.
I know. My dad, he liked you up until about fucking one podcast ago.
An entire
Now he's looking to hit you with his fucking truck.
An entire cult. All right, so...
Now you really did it. Dude, I'm telling you, he's got nothing going on.
I met him once. I helped him move some furniture, I think, or something like that.
Murdering you, you'd be doing him a favor. He gets three hots and a cop, bro. He kills you.
Content for the show, I'm down for it. Me desperately trying to escape your father as he tries to run me over in a Durango or whatever it is that he drives.
It's a Chevy S10.
It's a Chevy, okay.
I would probably try to replace you with my brother. It would be Jay and Josh take over the world.
I think it would be just as... good and just as bad, meaning your brother is so similar to you and I'm so similar to you, it would just be, again, two assholes shouting over each other.
Yeah.
And good, but the show, I do think, would go on beyond an hour and some
odd
minutes.
See, but the thing is, like, this podcast will never end in a physical altercation. If me and my brother were to do this, there's a possibility you're going to see a straight-up street fight on that
camera. It's going to come to blows. Give me a second. Let's just, a bop, a bop.
And we're back. Actually, we're getting pretty good at that.
I think we are. And I didn't set a timer, but I saw your timer, thank fucking God. But what I did want to say about my wife and this whole sugar thing is, like, if you're an alcoholic, you know, you don't want alcohol in the house, right? And it's like whoever you live with has not – it's not their responsibility.
Wait,
but
that's,
like,
not true, because I was an alcoholic. I'll admit that I was a full-blown alcoholic. And I have liquor in the house all the time.
Right, so it's a blanket statement. Maybe it was an overgeneralization. But what I'm saying is there is a type of person that doesn't...
I'm a special breed of human has the ability just to control his urges and focus
that
them
level of
channel them into head kicks.
Maybe one of the most disciplined people I know. But you're not disciplined for the sake of discipline.
Not if you get a bag of Doritos around your boy.
You're disciplined because if not, you're a psycho.
Well, I know I understand the repercussions of what happens.
Yeah.
The next day, I'm going to be divorced.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, my life goes to shit. My wife
gets set on fire.
I definitely get kicked out of the apartment. They don't want me
around.
I think
you could get so fat, by the way. You could get so fat. I think you could be so thick.
I would like to think that I'm kind of like Alvy from Kingdom on Netflix.
I don't know
MMA.
What that is.
Thing where he drinks heavily, but he trains every day, so he stays in good shape.
Okay.
And he takes, like, TRT and HGH.
Well, you're like Thor, where you could be...
Well...
You could be fat Thor.
Well, the thing is, if I started drinking again, there's nothing to stop me from also just taking HGH and TRT.
Right.
Like, I'll just start taking steroids, because I at that point, I'm like, fuck it, I know I'm not living past 63.
You start doing those strongman competitions where you've got that dome belly with abs on the outside of it.
You know what? I don't think I'd go that way.
No, I think
I would try to take like a adrenaline or a tyrannobol or get like lean.
Okay, maybe get lean. Cocaine would also do that.
Yeah, a little bit of that, a little bit of TRT. I remember I was at the gym one time, and this one jack fucked me, and I'm like lifting, and I had a pain in my knee from just training and stuff like that. I think I was like rolling my dude Ricky, and he kind of fucked my knee up a little bit.
Okay.
And this guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, what's going on, man? What's up with that?" And I go, I fight and stuff like that. I was training and I just
kind
of hurt my knee.
That you were like limping?
Yeah, he saw I was kind of in pain and everything like that. And he comes up to me, he's like, "You know, it's really good for that." I was like, "What?" I thought he was going to say like some sort of like
stretches,
supplement or something.
Right.
Yeah. And he goes, "HGH." I was like,
he's not wrong.
I said, okay. I was like, you know what, man? I was like, I don't know. And then he's like, no, I'm telling you, bro. Like,
I know.
I do HGH and it fucking helped. And he was shredded. And
it made you consider HGH.
He kept pushing it on me. And I finally told him, I was like, you know what, dude? I don't do fucking like fun drugs. I'm not going to start doing those drugs, man. You know, like, I feel bad.
Did he mention if he does fun drugs?
I'm sure. I bet any one of those guys that do that are willing to do whatever fun drugs.
Yeah,
you
I'm
put
already
in front
pumping myself full of this shit.
Now
what's
imagine
a little bit of
that guy. Yeah, with just blowing him.
Yeah, oh shit!
He's
son.
Just sweating, flexing, talking about himself.
See those people
taking injections to get a dick hard.
The other, like, if society.
What we're saying is we're talking about John Jones.
We're talking about John Jones. If society fell apart and we all had to assume our positions, and obviously you would be the strong man combat type of guy.
I would like to think that I would be that guy.
I would,
but I could also be the give up on life and be the guy out in front of ShopRite asking for change.
Well, I mean, if there was some sort of militia to be formed.
Yeah, I would
if
like
we
to
had
think.
The wherewithal to not spiral into madness.
Yeah, I would like to think I'd be the pretty.
I obviously wouldn't. I would be the hide and sneak guy. 100% the hide and sneak. I'm very quiet. I'm very light. I'm very sneaky.
You could climb well.
I could climb my ass off.
Yeah.
And I could be a problem for a short amount of time. I'm not going to go toe-to-toe with you. But if I've got like a little knife and I'm above you,
yeah. I can see you like quickly stabbing
and
somebody.
And then fucking running
and
away.
And then
jacking
them off too.
And then just hiding in the shadows.
Like, Dave, what are you doing? You're stabbing him a lot of times? I'm jacking him
off. I'm just making sure that he goes into the afterlife with a smile on his face, because I care about that kind
just
of a thing.
Put two quarters on his
after I jack him off.
That's for the ferryman.
Two dirty quarters.
Covered quarters.
I just think that my wife would do much better by me to just not fight me on hiding the fucking snacks. Like, if I'm a heroin addict and I'm going, please hide the heroin. If you don't, I can't control myself.
And then she's over there just, do heroin. She's
just
fucking,
just control yourself, you fucking idiot.
She's the person that could do a little bit of heroin.
Yeah, she could just do a tiny bit of heroin and then go about her,
and not come back,
you know,
to it for like 7 months.
Run errands. Not me. I'm going to do all the fucking heroin. And she just can't hide it. And I don't know why.
I'm like Jack Black in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, exactly.
If you untie me, I'm going to do all the fucking drugs down there.
I don't understand why every time I go, hey, babe, can you do me a favor? Can you just hide? And she goes, why? Why? And I'm like, what the fuck? Because I have a problem.
Yeah, but do you want to hear me say it? Do you want to hear me say it? I have a problem.
Yeah, I have a
there,
problem.
Do you feel
really
better
do.
About yourself?
And I'm very disciplined most of the time, which is why I do all these really rigid diets, because I have to have a severe amount of structure around. So I have to fast. I have to avoid carbs because
if
carbs
not,
do the shark eyes too.
Because if not, I mean, you'll be 200 pounds.
That's what I said.
Quick.
I said, do you want to be under my heavy, sweaty body as I breathe and bust loads in under 3 seconds and then roll off of you and glisten with sweat from our 3 seconds? Is that what you
now
want?
Now imagine that, except with cum in your jeans.
Well,
that would be my story.
So we have similar issues.
We have similar stories.
I just wish you didn't fight me on it. But I do think that I'd like to move on now. If you
oh
don't
my
mind.
God, yeah, because you were telling me yesterday, we were like, we got to talk about aliens today.
Yes, we got to talk about aliens.
Like, between the eating, the drugs, the drinking,
and
the coming, the jeans, I was like, at what point are we going to get to fucking aliens?
Yeah, it's a hard segue, but it's in the zeitgeist right now. On the zeitgeist, that little part is highlighted right now. It's lit up. Aliens seem to be what's going on. And of course, it's off the
That's
back.
That's because Rogan had on
George Knapp
and Corbel.
Yeah, Corbel.
Corbel. Yeah, Jeremy Corbel.
Did you get a chance,
cool,
by
dude.
The way, to watch Skinwalker Ranch?
I did, but I fell asleep, man. I watched it on a Saturday. You know how I am with Saturday naps? Josh, you know, before he used
boy.
To take fucking pictures of me on a Saturday.
Just sleeping. Nothing wrong with that.
Just out, bro.
I like a good nap, but I think you should watch it. It's fun. It's well produced. It's a cool place. And of course, it's lacking like concrete evidence, as is most of this shit, but it's just fun because every once in a while I do something happens in the way, like spooky season rolls around before Halloween and you start watching ghost stuff. I have a
love
little
it.
Button
Josh
that gets
that.
Hit and I'm like, it's time to watch UFO shit. I just spit on my hand. Let's move that away.
Just pretend it never
just
happened.
Pretend it. And I feel like I'm in that zone right now where I'm also kind of afraid to look at it because, you know, it gives you the spookies at night. But
oh, dude, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was watching like abduction things really hard for like a couple days.
When? Recently?
This was probably like a couple months ago. Yeah.
Okay.
This
okay.
was during the quarantine.
Okay.
I was watching like abduction stuff really hard and paranormal shit. And I'm not going to lie. I'd get up in the middle of the night and be like, come on, Jay, you're a big boy, bro. Just, and I would scurry into the kitchen, drink
scary.
Water, and I would have to tell myself that there's nobody behind me. There's nobody behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would just back to the fucking room.
Dude, that shit happens to
and
me
then,
all
and
the time.
And then I'd be like laying down in my fucking, on my side of the bed, I'm facing the window. So I'd be like, oh my God.
And they're
like,
right
if,
outside
if,
the
like,
window.
If doop, there's doop, a light doop, that comes down, I'd be like, dude, I don't know. I possess the ability to beat up, I would say, 12 fucking small aliens.
Yeah, but as soon as they hit you with that
freeze thing.
Yeah, you know the freeze thing. It's embedded in our subconscious. The
of
freeze
course
thing
they
is,
got a freeze thing.
This I'm telling you, this episode could be a little bit longer because I have too much to say about it. But I want, do you have any stories or people that you would, and before you answer this, I want to say, I don't know a lot of crackpots.
Oh, I do.
Do you really?
My mother.
Okay, because I know people.
Batshit crazy. She's had an alien encounter, and I was just like, see, when I hear my mom talk to me about that kind of stuff, I'm like, oh, this is the discrediting
shit. Okay, but what was it? What was it? I want to know.
She was telling me, she's like, in Puerto Rico, she was in the backyard.
Okay.
She said a bell-shaped craft came down, and it had a glowing base. It landed in the backyard in Puerto Rico, hovered there for a couple seconds, and then took off. And once she told me that, I almost stopped watching alien stuff. I'm not going to lie.
How old were you when she told you that?
This was a couple months ago. This was last time she visited, dude.
All right, all right.
Last year, I was like,
it freaked you out.
It almost turned me off to the idea that, because I'm thinking, if she believes in it, how crazy am I? Like,
I was like,
I feel that I'm a rational person, and I also believe that there could be something out there for
sure. There is,
but when you have weird dudes like Tom DeLonge, and then my mom, and I get those two together.
Tom DeLonge and your mom.
I'm just like, I don't know if I believe in this shit like that. But
have you? You've never had anything personally?
I've never had an experience ever. And
what about a spooky one?
Never had it. I never had a paranormal experience.
That's not fun. Wow.
You want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah.
So my boy Fetty died, right?
Okay.
And his sister called me, and she was like, saying like Fetty has been trying, you know, communicate with me throughout beyond the grave and stuff like that, and I'm seeing things, and I'm seeing license plates, and things are happening in the house, and I told her, I said, you know what, you want to believe that to be true,
sure,
so you're looking for things, because this girl already had like her youngest daughter die, and she's had a fucked up, like, you know, life story so far.
Sad, but
so
yeah,
she
true.
Was saying, she was telling me about this. I was like, no, you got to understand. You want all this to be true.
You told her that?
I told her all this.
Rough
I said,
stuff,
you're
Jay.
Looking for things. I was like, you know what's sad? Fetty is dead and he ain't ever coming back.
Mm.
You know, his meter, his life bar, it stopped right there. Everything he was and ever going to be is over.
Right.
You know, and I told her, I was like, and if Fetty was a ghost, I promise you he'd be fucking with me right now. Like, he'd definitely fucking with one of our boys. Hands down, he'd be going after the guy, Matt, who does the audio engineering for the...
He'd be fucking with him. You don't think that
he'd be haunting the shit out of Matt?
And knew that wasn't the way?
Oh, dude, he'd be haunting the shit out of Matt right now. He never really liked Matt, and Matt never really liked him, but they always got along.
Okay, all right.
So, and...
What did she say to that? She fought you on it, yeah?
No, actually, she goes, you know what, Jay? Nobody's ever told that to me. And I think you're right. And I told her, I was like, look, I want to believe that there's somewhere and everything like that and something. But I promise you, if Fetty was still some remnants of Fetty was still around, he would have been fucking with me or one of our friends. And we haven't heard shit. And I told her, I was like, unfortunately, you didn't have the best relationship. I would doubt that you would be the one that he would get a hold of.
That's it. Jay, you're the master of harsh words. Are you not?
Dude, it was harsh. And I was just kind of upset that she called me telling me that. So it was easy to tell her straight up like that.
Okay.
And she just told me, she was like, you know, everybody's been kind of feeding into all this. I think maybe you're right. She said, I think I want it to be
sure
that I'm seeing him and I'm seeing signs and stuff like
that. That makes sense though, man, especially having lost a daughter. It's like you want so desperately to define this untangible what happens after we pass away thing. And so you just start grasping at the cultural things that you expect to happen, like, you know, hauntings and communication from the afterlife and shit. But
yeah, she wanted that so bad that she was, it's like correlation through causation.
Sure.
That's what basically it was happening. She was like seeing something and wanting it to be, Fetty.
Yeah, adapt it
to
whatever it was that she wanted to see or hear. Yeah.
Which you could do with anything. It's the same thing how like that one movie with Jim Carrey, 23. He started seeing 23 everywhere because you're looking for something.
How was that movie? I never watched
it. Oh, it was great. It was really good. Yeah.
Because that was one of the first roles that he did when he was like not in a comedic capacity.
No, he killed it, dude. He's Jim fucking Carrey.
I love Jim Carrey. Although his recent like yogi type attitude shit is it's a little off-putting. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I don't like heavily enlightened people. It just kind of...
You got two Jim Carreys. You got post-beard Jim Carrey and pre-beard Jim Carrey.
And I'm a fan
I'm
of pre-beard.
I'm a pre-beard Jim Carrey kind of guy myself.
Yeah, that whole enlightened
But you get
yogi
post-beard
shit.
Carrey, and it's going to get deep.
Yeah, I don't like all that. But, I actually have a long and weird history relationship with spooky kind of things. Especially when it comes to the whole aliens. My grandma, I didn't find this out till I was like 18, but she had shit happen to her since she was a kid where she would like, you know, wake up paralyzed and she would have bright lights in her window and she would be visited by shadow people and she didn't know what the fuck it was. Grandma, you know, this is probably like the 60s or 50s, so she just thought it was like hauntings type of shit. And then she read some book one day by this guy Whitley Strieber. It was called Communion, and in it he documents a bunch of other people's experiences that they alleged were abduction experiences. And they lined up so much with what she had experienced that she felt that this thing had finally defined what was going on for her whole life. And she told my mom not to read the book. And I forgot how I heard about it, but one day I went to my mom and I said, "Hey, Mom, what was that book Grandma told you not to read?" And she was like, "It's called Communion by Whitley." She never read it, by the way. She goes, and then just like that, she goes, "Communion by Whitley Strieber." And I was like, "Okay, thanks." Because it was like forbidden knowledge. You know, that's how I had heard about it. I think my aunt mentioned it to me, and my mom just gave it up real quick.
But why her?
Why her what?
Exactly.
Oh, like why is she being fucked with?
I don't know. Why her? Why not, like, why hasn't anybody in the building that I know with, like, got fucked with?
Well,
with how many people have probably died in these apartments? Why is nobody, like, saying,
haunting
this
you?
Is what I'm telling you about correlation and causation.
Sure.
It's something that you want to see, or you're trying to put something to, like,
What I will say is my grandma didn't have any alien thing. She just thought she was, like, haunted or some shit.
See, I hate to say this, Dave, because she sounds like a very nice woman.
She's a very nice woman. But, don't disparage my grandmother.
But like you, I think she's a fucking liar.
Listen, man.
You come from a family.
God damn it. My grandma has passed away. Rest in peace, Grandma. Do not disrespect my grandmother, all right? She was a troubled woman who was being haunted, and they were performing experiments on her.
They're drinking the adrenalized blood.
They're drinking the adrenalized blood of terrified. But so what ends up happening is this is a fun. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No, bro. I'm a goddamn fucking champion. I sleep like a thoroughbred, bro.
That's disgusting.
Dude, no ghost wants any of this sauce.
I don't know if
I will fuck a ghost up, dude.
Ethereal.
If there
beings,
was a ghost,
yeah.
If there was a ghost, and he killed me. He's got a lot of fight coming to him because
you don't
once
know
I'm
what
dead,
happens in the afterlife.
Once
Jay,
I'm
you,
dead,
you might not even have hands.
But dude, once I'm dead, first thing I'm doing is I'm going after that guy that killed me. And now we're gonna have a ghost fight.
You don't
because
know.
I'm a ghost, you're a ghost. We're about
we
to engage in ghosts.
We talked about this last
ghost.
Episode. We said we didn't even know if we had dicks. What makes you think you got hands and feet?
Because obviously he's got some hands that he could push a clock on me and shit.
Listen, man, all right? This is what I'm
he
saying.
He can pick up a pot and throw it across the fucking room.
What my grandma had experienced. She experienced bright lights, paralysis, shadow people, and losses of time.
Oh,
that
speaking
was,
of bright lights.
Are those leftover fireworks?
No, these are actually a gift from one of our listeners. Shout out to our boy, Doug.
Whoa, dude.
He felt so bad about the pop. That he gave us all of these.
Jay.
For anybody who's just like, who's watching this, you know, YouTube, like and subscribe.
Yeah.
This is just a sample of
Dude.
One of the motherfuckers that he hooked us up with. There's a full-on box of these giant
I'm counting like
fireworks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is like 20. 20 different... Jay, how are we
Dude,
eating?
There's Roman candles. Well, this is a wild dog.
That's a wild
TNT
dog.
Is what it's called.
That's a whistling Nancy. What this? Is that a whistling Nancy? What are we supposed to fucking do with those, Jay? We live in New Jersey.
I don't know where we could light those
Nowhere.
Off.
We can't. We should have our own Dave and Jay versus the world fireworks show.
We should. Or we could, like, set up a paranormal trap.
I don't want to do anything.
And then we could, like, set flares off, kind of like how Arnold did in Predator, you know?
Yeah.
Except we're
going
But we're going to be looking for ghosts.
I don't want to look for any of the things because I do feel like there's a spooky side of things, and I don't want to go looking for it.
We'll
I'm
get
not a
Grandma
fucking ghost
Cordoba.
Hunter. Now, that's not Corbo. My last name. Cordoba.
It's Cordoba, right?
It's
like
Cobra.
Taco? Taco place.
It's Cobra. It's David Cobra. I'm checking my last name to
Yo,
Cobra.
Yo, dude, if we
it would
like,
be so much cooler to be David Cobra.
Dude, if we got famous and they were like, you got to change your name.
100% David Cobra.
David Cobra.
David Cobra.
And Jason, what would my name be?
Bison?
Bomb? Just turn it from
Jason
bomb
Bond?
Line. Jason Bond. Oh, that's good.
David Cobra and Jason Bond?
I'm changing the name of the show.
To Cobra and Bond.
Cobra and Bond.
That's the coolest. I wish we. I don't live up to that hype.
You definitely
don't. I've disrespected me. Don't.
Well,
don't
after you
on.
Lying about
now, listen.
Your grandmother
grandma,
seeing ghosts.
Now
you, I guess, are gonna tell some kind of paranormal.
And we're gonna keep
story.
Going on. We're gonna keep going on.
Oh boy.
Well,
guys,
actually, it's a
buckle
little...
up because no, this no, no, seems no, no. like the tail end of the podcast is gonna be a lot about Dave.
It's gonna be a lot. Okay, all right. I'm gonna cut it out. We'll save it for another time.
No, I'm sure what people want to do is listen to you talk for 10 minutes.
I don't like it. Is that sarcasm?
For the next 20 minutes.
Are you being facetious?
Look, Cobra, you need to take it easy.
Well, I appreciate
that. Before you get stung in the throat.
What the fuck, bro? Now, okay, so we're gonna cut it out because that's a sleep paralysis thing and that's a whole nother can of worms.
Let's just stay on aliens.
We're gonna go to one. I've seen an alien,
dude. When you say things like that, it's hard for me to like want to do anything.
Like that?
You just said it.
Yeah, that's
and automatically
like it's a reoccurring thing.
And what I thought automatically was like, I wonder if I could carry this podcast by myself and kick Dave.
No, we're gonna. I've seen an alien.
It's like a band. I want to just like fire you.
Now you're jealous.
Nah.
If this is a band, I'm Tom DeLonge. And you're going off.
You're right. And I'm Travis, and I'm the most successful one out of the band.
I think Tom's got to have Buco Bucks right now.
Tom is hemorrhaging money because he's pouring it into something that is complete bullshit.
Well, didn't he release that video? And then the Pentagon was like, this video is real. The Tic Tac thing?
Yeah, it still gives him no credibility.
It does.
Also, Joe Rogan had him on, and he tried getting something out of him for an hour and a half, finally cutting it short, like going, ah, okay,
dude,
I think we've had enough.
How fucking annoying was
how
that?
How uncomfortable was that to watch? It was
everything
fucking
he
weird.
Was just like, I can't discuss that.
Yeah, that dude made mention of Tom DeLonge on the podcast,
yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you guys had a real interesting talk last time.
Yeah, dude, that
everything that Rogan asked
shit.
Him, he would go, I can't speak on behalf of that. I can't talk about
so
that.
So what are we fucking doing
but
here.
Like, why don't you pick up your guitar and play me some?
How about that? What was it like to be in Blink 182,
motherfucker?
Yeah, that was all right. So I'm gonna tell you my alien story.
Let's
right?
hear it.
My friends and I used to hang out at a place that we called the Ramps. It was a small bit of woods in Carteret where we dug holes and made ramps for our bikes, BMX bikes. Right next to it was a shitty little creek, and it was that tall grass that you would find by like a riverside. And we went and stomped
swamp gas. It was swamp gas.
It could have been swamp gas.
What you saw was swamp gas.
Carteret is a swamp.
Yeah, swamp gas.
Carteret's an actual swamp.
Okay, so your story has no validity. Right. Swamp gas. I'm gonna close the book.
There's
on that.
That's
and
not
it's swamp gas.
No, it's not swamp gas. All right. Now this is you're a shill. You're a government shill, and I'm gonna continue talking about.
And Dave is a lizard person. Everybody.
Hey. We're not supposed to talk about that.
just a fucking lizard person.
I wish I had some Photoshop skills. Just tear my
face
away.
That's why you climb so well.
That is why I climb so well.
You got lizard-like abilities.
But if it gets too cold outside, I simply fall asleep.
You're like, Jay, I'm not coming out today. It's too
sometimes
cold.
Sometimes in the morning, I just lay out on the asphalt in the sun, and that's how I start my day.
Naked.
Naked.
Let's hear it.
So,
let me hear about your
tall
aliens.
Grass that grows by the riverside. And my friend Shane O'Brien and I were stomping.
What was he, German?
No, he's
Shane O'Brien.
Is
was
that
he Dominican?
That's it.
What was he?
That's like an Irish thing, isn't it?
No, he couldn't get O'Brien? Any more fucking Irish with a name like Shane O'Brien.
Shane O'Brien, yeah.
His name might as well have been Patty O'Toole.
Patty O'Toole. Don't call that.
See, automatically,
I
think you're lying now because you got Shane McBrien.
Because the Irish are liars.
You got Conor McGregor that you were watching the fucking swamp gas with.
Now, me and Shane O'Brien were stomping through the tall grass, making paths no wider than us as children. I'm like 12, he's like 11 or 10.
In the woods by yourself at night?
No, it was daytime.
Oh.
And all our friends were on the other side of the tall grass jumping their bikes. And we were just walking through. I remember that day because we found a shitload of pill bugs in our clothing because we didn't anticipate that bugs would be in the tall grass that we were stomping through. But as we're walking, now it's a quick thing that happens. Something is hauling ass through the tall grass. And we're young kids. So I
could have been a homeless person living in the woods.
To tell you the truth, I don't remember this anymore. I only remember the story. Like, I'm just telling you a story.
You only remember the story told. You don't remember the
I can't remember what it was fucking like anything. I just remember telling the story, and I remember the details that I at least was certain about, and I've... So...
Could have been a dream.
Could have been a dream. No, but he remembers it. So this
Patty O'Brien.
Patty O'Brien.
What
and
was
I,
his name? What was his name? Really?
Patty O'Brien. It's Shane.
Shane.
Shane O'Brien.
Shane O'Brien.
Is he and I are and we hear something start running towards us. Now we're in the woods. It could be fucking anything. But We don't have time to rationalize. It's fucking coming towards
sorry,
us.
Sorry, I can't.
Don't
stop
laugh thinking. At the Irish.
I can't stop thinking what Shane O'Brien looks like.
He looks like he's a
freckles, no. Orange red.
He's got tan skin, dark
he's
hair.
He's got a bottle
dark
of whiskey,
facial hair.
Green t-shirt.
No, he's not. This is not a leprechaun.
Really,
that I am trouncing
skin.
Through the woods with. This is a young man who does not have an Irish disposition at all. He looks very much like he could just be maybe Italian or Greek or something like that.
Not with a name like Shane O'Brien.
Shane O'Malley. And so we hear this thing running towards us, and we just react. We just grab each other, which if it was a dog, we'd have been fucking mauled because we had no...
Fortunately, you had Shane O'Brien with
I
you.
Had, and he's got hands.
Of course
as
he
a
does.
Descendant of the McGregor family. And we don't. We just react in fear and we grab each other. We would have no instincts kicked in. And this thing runs out right in front of us across the little path that we've created by stomping the tall grass down. And what I saw stood upright and was an ass. This is what I was telling people I saw. Is an ass naked little baby black boy.
Yo, but in Carteret, that could have been.
Now that is not.
Yo, if you're over by like Chrome Street, it could have been.
I'll give you that, Jay. That is a fair assessment.
And imagine the look of sheer terror when he sees you hugging up with Patty O'Brien. He's the story that he's telling is like, I remember one time when I was 4 years old, I was walking around the woods naked, and these two fucking guys, this Irish guy and this Hispanic guy, were making out, and I got scared and I
young
fucking
homosexual
ran away.
Man.
These two look, guys were getting gay in the
we
woods
were fully
together.
Clothed. He was
I freaked
not.
Out and ran.
Now that's pretty much the end of it. So it runs out in front of us. I don't even know if we made sounds. We just fucking grabbed each other. And then it continues to run across and back into the tall grass and hauls ass away. We run out of there screaming, and everybody follows us, and we are terrified of this ass-naked black toddler boy.
Where's the ship, Dave?
So, there's a couple of issues with that. He was very small, like smaller than my son is now. I remember that since I was 12, he was like not even up to my hip. All right? He's ass
naked. How funny
naked.
Would it be to see Jack get into a fist fight with a little alien?
I don't know, because they would just zap him and he'd be paralyzed, and then I'd watch them dissect
Jack's
my
got
son.
A good headbutt.
He's got a headbutt on him, yeah, and he's got some hands, but I don't know of another ass naked toddler that you could get to full on sprint through tall grass. I mean, like, he was moving crazy fast. Oh, is this? Are you showing me the time thing? Bop. Bop. Oh, you're telling me to wrap it up, you fucking cocksucker.
No, I'm not telling you to wrap it up.
He's like, hey, man, listen, we're hitting that hour mark. Can you shut the fuck up?
I'm literally enthralled into what is happening with you seeing little naked black children in Carteret, could be possible.
And there was also UFO sightings in Carteret, I believe that year, the famous Carteret UFO sightings. There was like 12 lights above the McDonald's and the Turnpike, and they stayed there from daytime until nighttime. News crews came out. Everybody just stared at them. They just moved around in weird-ass formations. And you could find YouTube videos of people being like, I fucking saw some shit. And it was, and then once nighttime hit,
was that Patty O'Brien's father?
That was not, that's not an Irish accent.
Okay. I thought it might have been Patty O'Brien's
and
dad.
Then they go, and they sucked out of the sky, and then the fucking whole show was over, and everyone was okay. And you just go back to working at McDonald's.
Swamp gas.
Now, the only thing that makes me feel like this was not ass naked black toddler is logic. What the fuck is an ass-naked black toddler doing in the woods? Like, if I go back to that year, am I going to find a missing persons thing?
Maybe you should try to do that before you just assume that it's a little gray running
assuming
around.
Assuming is a strong word. I've wrestled with this, Jay, for a very long time. Damn. Now, the other thing is, if I stripped you ass-naked right now, Jay, and I took you to a river... where there was a dense patch of tall grass, and I said, Jay, run as quickly as you can through that. Do you think you would do it swiftly and gracefully, or would things rack against your dong and scrape and stab you in the feet, and would you stumble and trip? This thing was fucking swift. I mean, swift as fuck. Like, it came running out, it bounded across the trail and just disappeared, gave us no mind, gave us no pause, and just hauled ass away. I don't know a toddler with that kind of coordination, let alone stripping him ass maybe naked and putting him in the tall grass.
On PCP.
PCP is where you were going, and I thought about that, Jay.
Might
that
have been
is a
on PCP.
And I've not...
Might have been a small African-American little person you on PCP.
A what?
Running through the tall grass, sir.
That could have been. It could have been. Sure.
Yeah.
But...
There's validity to that.
Yeah, no. I
especially in fucking Carteret. That is
also big facts. Those are also big facts. These are big facts. Now, the only thing that I know for certain, because like I said, my memory doesn't, I don't remember it anymore.
No, you remember, you told the story so many times.
I trust myself to know the difference between something that's bipedal and quadrilateral.
You're talking about like a hominid, like a little primate?
Just in the sense of like, I grew up with so many animals. I never didn't have more than like two dogs at a time. We had tortoises. We had owls. We had every fucking thing you could think of. My mother
breeds.
Your mom
is like Ace Ventura, dude.
It's fucking wild.
She had to
rescue how I grew up.
Everything.
I knew.
I bet
enough.
The inside of your house smelled terrific.
Well, there's my mom right now has a lizard room, and lizards have the foulest smelling shit.
Yeah,
known to
it's
man.
Like ammonia.
It's fucking terrible. Yeah. And sometimes if you open that door, you might go, "Hah-tah!" But
yeah.
But otherwise, she keeps it pretty clean. So I
worst
trust myself.
Is if you have a bunch of cats, dude. I've been around guys that have cats.
I have a cat, and my cat does not piss because it got its nuts chopped off way early. And
still think it'll pee.
I mean, what I mean to say is it doesn't piss.
We cut
like,
its balls
its
and dick off.
And now
it only lives about a week and a half, but it's guaranteed not to piss in
and
your house.
It was
house.
A good cat for a week and a half. It was a wonderful cat.
No, but I'm saying, when you get that smell of fucking piss in the house?
It's
from,
unremovable. You can't get it out.
And they're just like kitty litter, and it smells like ammonia.
Yeah, I've
dude,
had a cat
I remember one
I
time
that.
I was down in Georgia, and I walked into a meth den because I was doing some like
meth.
A meth den.
You were
yeah.
doing some meth. And
I was doing some meth.
Doing
no, dude,
meth.
I was doing some like work in this apartment complex, and I walked into a meth den, and there was these two, a man and a woman. And, dude, the place looked like a fucking den of an animal, but also it smelled, there was cats everywhere. And I was like, I could taste the fucking ammonia,
yeah,
dude.
Well, they say that and meth heads are the cats of the human world.
I will give you it. Yeah, they could be. So, dude, there was dishes and there was bugs, and I threw up in their house. I threw up in
that's
the kitchen.
Very disrespectful.
I was like,
and they probably didn't
sink.
Even blink.
They were like, "Oh man, you threw up, dude! This is my house." And I was like, and I fucking ran out the door, bro. And then the guy comes out. He's like, "Did you change the thing?" I was like, "Uh-uh." I was like, "I can't, dude."
Wait,
I was
what
like,
were
you're
you there supposed
go.
To be doing?
There's like something on the faucet, the little screens on the faucet. We had to change all of them in the apartment complexes.
Okay, because that's gonna.
And
save
we had
somebody.
To like check the like the plumbing, make sure like the flap was good and everything. Mm. Couldn't even get into the bathroom, so I got as far as the sink, which was only about 15 feet away when you opened the door, and I threw up in their sink, and I ran out for my life, dude. And I just told the guy, I was like, I can't go back in there. It's a fucking meth den. And it smells like cat piss, and it's just, and they're just on the couch in like
soaking in their own piss
and
meth.
Honestly, my mouth is watering just talking about
it.
Is it
making you hungry, huh?
Fucking gross.
Listen,
I'm not going to eat all day now. Thanks.
But that is the extent of the thing that I experienced. And the thing that bums me out.
I never had anything like that happen to me.
Well, I talked to Patty O'Brien, and Patty says he doesn't remember what he saw. He just remembers being terrified and then running out of there. So that's fucking great. So all I have is to trust myself that it was upright and that it was, I thought it was a little toddler, so that's weird.
And that 4-year-old's just running around on PCP, even yeah. in Carteret.
Well, my uncle, who got a lot of companies started in New Jersey, and the last thing that he worked on was a place that did fabrication for aerospace, so he was an aerospace engineer. And he told me, he's a very...
So, success
yeah.
might have skipped a generation.
Well, it certainly did. I mean, my man got...
I'm just saying.
Several businesses started.
He's wealthy. He's intelligent.
Yeah.
And I'm here hanging out with you doing a,
and he
a
listened,
comedic podcast.
Before he passed away, he
that's
listened
it.
To my first episode.
That's the best we got.
And he said something. He called me up, and he was just like, what the fuck was that? And I was just like...
Honestly, you should have been like, you know what, Unc? You're right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
While I was ahead. I'm still doing this damn thing. But
see, he might have listened to this and been like, stay with that guy, Jay.
Yeah.
He's going to do good.
Well,
he's going to do big things.
He didn't sound
life.
Like that. He wasn't very. He was like an ent. You know the tree people from Lord of the Rings where they barely talk?
I've never gotten to that part in Lord of the Rings because I've always fell asleep.
You're
about an hour
an
into the movies.
Uncultured swine.
Dude, I've watched Harry Potter's.
It's a great series.
But I've also fell asleep a lot during the Harry Potter's.
You do a lot.
Anything that has like magic and like the only movie that I won't fall asleep is Willow. I'll stay wide awake. Dude, Willow's so much better.
Well, you do have a passionate love for the little people.
Dude. Yeah, I'm trying to defend one right now. The one you saw naked running in the fucking woods when you were 11 years old with Patty O'Brien.
That's not
when you're coming into like you're starting to explore. You're making out with guys in the woods, right. You know, because it's hard to get girls. Right. So guys are accessible.
You got to practice.
You got to fuck around with your boys.
You got to practice.
And it's you, Patty O'Brien, shirtless.
We had shirts on.
Skin,
I never said we
tan skin. This little dude sees you, scares the shit out of him.
He was
so
looking
much,
for help. He came
so
upon
much
us.
That he's willing to run through.
He didn't even slow
sawgrass
down.
Sawgrass to get away from you.
He didn't even slow down.
For
he just
fear
kept
that he
going.
Was next on the fucking menu.
We weren't gonna make out with him, man.
I don't know what you're gonna do with him, but he was right? scared. Imagine the sheer terror that child felt.
You know, I was terrified. So you
that
know,
guy was really terrified.
A little give and take there, but. My uncle told me a story one day. I forgot how we were talking about this. And he goes,
when I was younger, I was a younger man. And I was in the backyard with your grandmother.
Humping.
And that's not it, no.
Don't. Both of these people are dead. And you, sir, have no fucking class. Now, please.
Go ahead, please.
And I was in the backyard with your with your grandmother. And I looked up in the sky. And it was
Tom.
It was Tom. Look at it, get a
three-way.
That's not, look. But he said he looked up in the sky and he saw something that was the size of a city block. And it was making no fucking noise. And he could see it. He could see the texture on it. And all he could say was,
it wasn't made here.
And I said, like America?
No.
He's like,
it wasn't made on
Dave,
Earth.
Dave, stop being dumb.
No, man. That's not what my uncle sounded like. This is also not what my uncle sounded like.
I like the character of your uncle. I want to fucking hang
he
out
He was
with
a
that
good
guy.
Dude. He used to play the blues. Like
it
a
makes,
fucking wizard.
It makes sense with the vocals that you were doing that
this
he played.
This is his shirt. You know what's crazy? This is his shirt. This is his ring. And this is his watch.
What if you combine all those and it opens up a portal into another dimension? And then it opens up a portal and then lizard people start walking out and the entire time.
And my uncle was one of them and then he pulls his face off and he's a lizard.
Yes.
And then he goes,
Dave, pull your face off.
And I go, Uncle, what? And then I'm a lizard man.
Get my neighbor Tom over here, my wife.
Why are you?
I want to have a three-way with them.
What is that?
That's his voice. That's how he sounds.
Who is that? There's a guy that sounds like that. There's a musician. I don't know.
Yeah, any blues musician from the past.
Yeah, but he, dude, I'm telling you, I'll show you videos someday. He used to.
No, I
want to
see what Patty O'Brien
out.
Looks like now.
He doesn't look anything like a Patty O'Brien. His name is Shane O'Brien. Shout out to Shane, longtime friend. That
definitely
moment,
isn't subscribed to the show.
He's definitely not subscribed to the show.
Shane, you're a piece of
because
shit.
Because my longtime friends don't do that.
If you're not.
And that moment when we saw the alien, it put us on a divergence. He went left, I went right. To see each other caused too much pain. And so to this day, we can only see each other for brief moments before
hugging,
sobbing,
and kissing.
sobbing and kissing. And it just, we can't
You know when
stop.
You're kissing and like your face is hot and like the tears are getting in your mouth
yeah,
when you're
yeah,
like
yeah.
tongue kissing? I imagine you and Patty O'Brien just sharing that moment.
Well, it's like, you remember the movie Hitch?
Yeah.
Or not Hitch, I'm sorry.
the movie. And you're Kevin James.
I'm Kevin. No. The movie Hancock. Remember the movie Hancock?
I remember.
He couldn't be close to her because he became mortal?
Yeah.
So I'm
That's
otherwise
you and Patty
indestructible,
O'Brien.
But as soon as me and Patty get close to each other.
What is his name? Shane O'Toole?
Shane.
What's his name?
Shane O'Malley. Shane O'Brien.
Shane O'Brien.
Shane O'Brien. Shout out to Shane O'Brien. He's a good guy. He doesn't remember, so my only fucking backup for this story just doesn't remember what he saw. So
of course
good
he
shit,
doesn't.
Shane.
How fucking...
Convenient.
Convenient.
Convenient is that.
Well, I feel like we did a good job today.
Well,
we definitely ran the gambit on everything.
I think we touched some good hot spots there. I think we did.
The hot spot was
my uncle
cum in the jeans.
Being Barry Manilow. Is Barry Manilow the one that sounds like that? Or is he a baseball player?
Barry Manilow is like a fucking Italian dude that he sounds kind of more like Frank Sinatra than he does than fucking BB King. Is it Lou?
You
Reed?
Know what I'm talking about though, right?
Yeah. I see trees, I see trees. Okay. Alright, your uncle definitely didn't sound like that.
He didn't sing, he just jammed the fuck out. He was goddamn good, man.
Well,
rest in peace, Unc.
Guys, aliens, come in jeans, Dave, lizard person. You heard it all here on Dave and Jay vs. the World. It's if true. You're not, I'd hate to bother you, but please, if you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe.
Why not?
Leave
if you
a
like
comment.
Us.
And just give us a call, because you know what? We got nothing going on. If you want to hang out and go rock climbing with us...
Oh, okay, all of a sudden we're good. No, I didn't get declined. It's a new fucking card, and it wasn't reading it, but that's neither here nor
sure,
there.
Sure, Dave. That's what they all say.
If you guys have any spooky stories, paranormal stories...
Yo, I'm down.
Hell yeah.
Send them to your boys.
And alien stories, I would love to
them, and if you could write it like a script, we'll act it out.
Ooh.
Where I'll play one character, Dave will play a character, and then we'll act it out.
Oh,
and they can be named whatever
you
want.
I would love to do
that. Patty O'Toole.
No.
David Cobra.
David Cobra.
Jason Bond.
Jason Bond.
Whatever you want.
We need to get new names, man. That's the way to go.
Guys.
But please, yeah, any stories, that'd be great. We'd love them.
This was Dave and Jay vs. the World. I'm Jay. He's Dave.
I am.
And we're out.
Bye-bye.